evidence emerges in Egypt plane disaster.
The Russian Metro jet crash in the Sinai was caused by a bomb.
France hits back after Paris attacks.
Even more airstrikes last night.
Anti-terror raids throughout Europe.
The main suspect is still at large.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, new developments in two acts of terror blamed on ISIS. As police hunt the mastermind, a suspect, and accomplices in last week's Paris attacks, Russia's security service said a few hours ago it was a bomb that brought down that Russian jetliner over Egypt last month. CBS's Mark Phillips at the foreign desk in London says it's now being called a clear act of terror.
Alexander Bortnikov, the head of the main Russian security agency, the FSB, has told Vladimir Putin that tests on the wreckage proved that a homemade explosive device, as he described it, blew the plane up. The continuing suspicion is that the bomb was placed on board at Sharm el-Sheikh, a lapse in security the Egyptians have resisted admitting to. Reports that two airport workers have been arrested haven't been confirmed.
Reporter Alec Loon in Moscow says Russia is now offering a $50 million reward and is using its military to fire back.
Putin indicated that Russia would increase its airstrikes in Syria as a response. He also said that Russia would make sure to track down those responsible and punish them.
Pentagon correspondent David Martin reports Russia has launched a new series of air attacks on Raqqa, Syria, an ISIS stronghold. French warplanes battered that city today, too. Secretary of State Kerry is in Paris. He met with French President Hollande.
We have to step up our efforts to hit them at the core, where they're planning these things.
French authorities say more than 100 raids were carried out overnight in the hunt for those linked to the Paris attacks. CBS's Alan Pizzi in Belgium says attention is focused on the alleged mastermind and a suspect.
Salah Abdel Salam is described as dangerous, and Belgium has issued an international warrant for his arrest. Brother Mohammed said his family could not understand why they did it. We are indeed thinking of the victims, the families of the victims, he said, but you must also understand we have a mother, we have a family, and he is still her son. French investigators believe Abdelhamid Abaoud masterminded the Paris attacks. He's been linked to a foiled terrorist plot in Belgium and an attempt to gun down passengers on a high-speed train to Paris that was foiled by three Americans.
I'm Vicky Barker in Paris. French President François Hollande has told the French people the ISIS attacks will not be allowed to damage the nation's soul. But when he goes before French lawmakers tomorrow, he'll propose unprecedented restrictions on some of France's most cherished liberties, allowing curfews and bans on public gatherings, granting police greater powers to search and seize. In the Place de la République, at the foot of the statue devoted to liberty, the votive candles flicker and hiss in a gathering rain. The question for the French people now, how much, how many liberties can be restricted before that damages France's soul?
Well, here at home, nearly half of the nation's governors, all but one a Republican, say they'll try to prevent Syrian war refugees from settling in their states amid security fears. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has joined the chorus.
We have a president that wants to take hundreds of thousands, and move them into our country. And we don't even know who they are.
One of the Paris attacks took place outside a soccer stadium during a French match with Germany. Today, the country's national team returns to play in Britain. Here's CBS's Larry Miller.
London's Wembley Stadium will be awash in French colors for tonight's soccer game between England and France. After the Paris attacks, this fan says going to the game shows solidarity and defiance.
We're not going to be cowed by these cowards, and we're not going to let them disrupt our way of life. So it's business as usual.
There will be extra security. Scotland Yard's Peter Terry is in charge of keeping the game safe.
Officers will be out on foot carrying firearms.
Heir to the British throne, Prince William, will be at the game along with 90,000 other fans. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Six people were found dead in a rural campsite southeast of Dallas, and now a 33-year-old man is facing murder charges.
We're able to take William Hudson into custody. He was at a residence just down the road. We took him into custody without incident.
Anderson County Sheriff Greg Taylor says a lot of the victims are family, but he has not revealed how they died or a possible motive. One woman who survived was able to call police. Now to Minneapolis, where dozens were arrested.
Stop killing us!
during a second day of protests over the shooting of a 24-year-old black man by a police officer. Protester Tito Wilson says he saw the shooting happen and disputes accounts of a struggle.
He wasn't fighting, he wasn't screaming, nothing. And next thing we know, maybe a minute or whatever after watching it, the gun went off. That's what I saw. But the guy was not fighting back.
The mayor of Minneapolis has called for a civil rights investigation. With lurid details about his health spilling out in a tabloid, Charlie Sheen is going public. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
It's an admission he made moments ago.
I'm here to admit that I am, in fact, HIV positive.
Charlie Sheen telling NBC's Today show he was diagnosed 4 years ago. Sheen says he's been paying people to keep quiet about his condition.
Enough to bring it into the millions.
He implied some were prostitutes who extorted money from him.
I was doing a lot of drugs. I was drinking way too much. I was making really bad decisions. That part I own.
Sheen insists he was upfront with his sexual partners about his condition and put no one at risk. He says he does not know how he contracted HIV. Steve?
Well, the Utah judge who ordered a baby girl removed from her lesbian foster parents, then reversed his decision, has now removed himself from the case.
All indications are that the family is happy with this result and that they feel like they'll get a fair hearing from the new judge.
But Josh Cantor with the group Alliance for Utah says an effort's underway to get the judge removed from the bench. Well, snow is making travel difficult in the Colorado Rockies. CBS's David Begno says blizzard warnings have been posted.
It is coming down at a pretty good clip. Wind gusts at Denver International were clocked at 50 miles per hour, 60 miles per hour where we are in Castle Rock, just south of Denver. It is cold, it is blustery, and on the road right now, it is near whiteout conditions.
Parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas cleaning up from tornado damage. Tyson Foods is recalling more than 52,000 pounds of buffalo chicken wings because of complaints about how they smell. The company says there are no reports of any illnesses. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says his cancer is in remission after months of chemotherapy. He was diagnosed with lymphoma earlier this year. One cup of coffee, maybe two. How about three? One new report says, go ahead, drink up.
Harvard researchers have published a large-scale study in the journal Circulation, which suggests that regular coffee drinkers have lower risks of early death from heart disease, stroke, liver cancer, diabetes, and neurological conditions such as Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, and Alzheimer's. The study covered a period of some 30 years, and it found that non-smokers who drank 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day had the greatest health benefit. What's more, even drinkers of decaffeinated coffee enjoyed those benefits. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
The Houston Texans upset the Cincinnati Bengals 10-6 in the Monday night NFL game to reduce the number of unbeatens in the league to 2. Carolina and New England still have perfect records. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.